A disturbing pattern has emerged in the adult film industry. Young stars, with their whole lives ahead of them, have drifted off the rails, gone missing, or even died. With at least five of these tragedies in the past 3 months, what's going so terribly wrong within the industry to lead to this? And how is this industry destroying society as a whole? Well, let's find out where these formerly acclaimed adult film stars are today. You see, Emmylee Willis was one of the few examples of a success story in adult film, and her early life reads like the dream of anyone looking to make their way into the industry. While details about her life are shaky, it seems like lots of stars she began with nothing. Growing up in a small village in Utah, Emmylee was a quiet, introverted girl growing up. She kept a low profile during high school, moving out to San Diego to try and build a life for herself. But after some short-lived jobs and sales that didn't work out, Emmylee was broke. She had no money and nothing to do, all whilst living in one of the most expensive places in America. But then suddenly, at the age of 18, Emmylee was swiping through Tinder, matching with different guys, until she would meet a man called Andre Garcia, who she began to date shortly after. But this was far from any fairy tale romance story, and it wasn't just a regular date, because Garcia is now known as one of the most infamous men behind Ghost, a sinister website which acted as just one of many tube sites online. Garcia and his colleagues would trick and coerce women into appearing in adult videos, which they told them would only ever be sold as DVDs outside of the country. Sometimes they would offer young girls work as models, only to later force them into doing nude videos instead. They even hired another young woman to convince potential victims to go along with it, figuring that that would seem more trustworthy. Emmylee was just one of the many girls they exploited, but her story went much further than most of the others. Her videos proved immensely popular on the site, and soon enough, she was receiving offers from all sorts of different producers to star in their videos. It wasn't always easy. Emmylee's family were distraught when they learned about her new career, and it completely destroyed their family relationship for years, as you can imagine. But on the surface, it seemed like everything was going well. This is how the industry tricks women into joining it in the first place, and how it tricks young men into thinking it's acceptable to watch. Everything seems great on the surface until you find out some very nasty, sinister consequences, the side of the industry nobody wants you to know, as Emmylee would soon find out. After this, Emmylee would soon star in over 700 films over the course of her career, for which she won multiple awards and became one of the most popular actresses on the internet. But more than that, Emmylee even began making a career outside of the industry and branched out into other online spaces. She even went on the Sidemen's real-life Tinder videos, which gained over 56 million views. But behind the scenes of all of these vlogs, all of these videos, all of this money and fame was a gnawing mental health problem, a nagging voice inside of her. You see, Emmylee was dealing with terrible addiction problems. Surrounded by young people working for fast money, it's inevitable that these people will encounter drugs at some point. But eventually, the lifestyle of being in this industry and being swept into this line of work got far too much for her to bear, and so she retired from making videos at just 23 years old. A good move, but the damage it did was starting to take a toll, as unfortunately the downward spiral that industry sent her into couldn't be reversed. And 2 years later, on February the 5th of 2024, everything changed when Emmylee was tragically admitted to critical care at a California hospital after suffering from a heart attack just a week after entering a rehab facility. This happened because she had overdosed, which put her in a coma for 2 months. And despite waking up recently, doctors don't believe she'll ever fully recover. But hopefully she does. And now this might seem like a very tragic but isolated incident. However, unfortunately, it's an increasingly common story within the industry. You see, of course, we all know these sites, the people making these videos, and the production companies behind them are always exploitative. Young, unstable people looking for quick money can use it as a crutch to support a fast lifestyle. Instant fame, success, and money and validation that destroys you morally later on. Meanwhile, there's plenty of people and companies eager to exploit their fleeting popularity before moving on to the next victim. But with the rise of the internet and the massive explosion of tube sites, it's all gotten so much worse. The tube sites sell themselves as offering a kind of freedom and empowerment for the performers in the videos, but in actuality, they've only made things far more competitive and cutthroat for people looking to enter the industry. The sheer amount of choice in videos on these platforms mean women rarely get a chance to make a name for themselves. The majority star in just 2 or 3 videos before giving it up. For the little pay they do receive, they've traded their privacy and their dignity. The videos they are in rarely get removed from the internet and stick around forever as they get uploaded over and over again, showing one of the most intimate acts to the entire world repeatedly for an audience of millions. However, for the majority of performers that don't make it through the industry, there are a few people who have a different story. One of them is the infamous Mia Khalifa. Fleeing her home country of Lebanon as a child and moving to the United States, Khalifa's life was relatively ordinary at first. After graduating high school, she went to college to study art whilst working as a waitress and a model on the side. But when she was 21, she was a approached to star in adult films, which almost overnight brought her huge fame and success, if you want to put it that way.
I am just loving the success and loving everything that I've gotten because of it.
And I say that because the way she gained fame and success was probably done in one of the worst ways possible. You see, in one of her first videos, Khalifa and her co-star were wearing hijabs, and that became its whole own news story. Death threats and anger came flooding in from across the Middle East, while news outlets like CNN and the Washington Post caught on and almost instantly made her a household name. And overnight, she became the most searched for name on the most popular websites. Miz's time in the industry was short, and she clearly got the paycheck she was looking for. Despite saying that she was only paid $12,000 over the course of her career, the companies who made her videos have said that it was at least 10 times that much. But even in this best case scenario of becoming the most popular star on Around in just a few short videos, Miz still says she has a bunch of regrets. She's described how difficult it has been to shake this reputation, to find a regular job, or to ever be taken seriously.
I would say that if I had never met that person, I never would have done. Never would have done the things that people know me for doing, and I could have just been living life normally, making $18 an hour, hopefully, somewhere.
But you can't feel too sorry for her. I mean, it's hard to distance yourself from the industry that brought you your fame, especially when you're still using the same false name that most people know you by. Her criticism of the industry rings hollow when she still runs an OnlyFans and profits off of the fame she made from it. Simply working as an actor in any way in the industry has permanent consequences. Even with all of the fame and money that Mia got from her short-lived career, it will never buy back her privacy or remove all of the content that still continues to haunt her today. For most actresses and actors, though, they get far less money and fame and still have to deal with all of the same consequences. They can't live off a few months' work for the rest of their lives by appearing on podcasts. They have to get real jobs, something that a career in the industry makes a lot harder if it ever gets out. There are other problems that such a career can make for you, even though society is still squeamish about discussing it. Studies have shown time and time again that for many people out there, having a large number of partners before marriage can sometimes make it more likely that you will actually get divorced. Of course, this isn't an ironclad rule, and it doesn't mean that your past determines your future, but it is still a social pattern. Even taking in Mia Khalifa's string of divorces into account seems to prove the point, especially if you have this content out there on the internet. I mean, commodifying your past relationships and selling intimacy as a product is always going to be worse for your future happiness, and especially terrible if you ever get married and the guy finds out. Even though this is a harsh truth for serial dating that society expects and celebrates today, it doesn't make it any less true. It's less clear whether simply watching adult films has the same effect though. We at least know that it can have a negative effect for people already in serious relationships. Whether it makes a difference beforehand is still kind of up in the air, but you can imagine it probably would. But as we'll soon find out, this may be the least concerning problems that people in the industry face. It can be easy to focus solely on women in the industry. It's inevitably what most of the actual films are focused on. They're the big names that draw the biggest audiences, but tons of the same problems that women face are equally challenging for men as well. Bill Bailey was just one of those male stars. To begin with, making it as a man in the industry is more harder than you'd think. The pressures to perform under harsh lighting for hours at a time isn't something that most people could ever deal with. The use of performance enhancers like Viagra is so widespread it's almost expected. But those who can deal with the pressure and make a name for themselves can often have far longer careers than women, starring in lots of videos. Bill Bailey was one of these men, appearing in over 2,000 videos across his career. Viagra isn't the only drug that gets abused in the industry. The use of other stimulants like amphetamines are very common, as well as heavy alcohol use to deal with this lifestyle, and it was this vice that would lead to Bill's tragic death. You see, whilst attending an industry expo in early March of 2019, people reported seeing Bill drinking heavily throughout the day. Later that night, while staying in a fourth floor apartment with his girlfriend, Bill fell over the handrail of his balcony and plummeted four stories to the ground, and local reports claim that he was involved in some kind of argument before the incident, but authorities ruled that there was no foul play involved. Obviously though, male stars working within the industry are a very small group compared to all of the men that are affected by it. However tragic the performers' stories might be, the real changes to society come from mass consumption by the audience and the effects it has on them. We've known for about 20 years now that addiction and addictive behaviors cause fundamental negative changes to the brain. Studies on addictive drugs show damage to the frontal lobes from sustained use. It isn't just the effects of the substances themselves. Even in people with an addiction to food, we see the same degradation and loss of brain matter. These changes are clear through people's behavior, as well as through an MRI machine. Addicts are more likely to show poor judgment towards their own actions and the consequences that come with them. They lose their willpower and their ability to resist these addictions. They become more impulsive and emotionally unstable. We now understand that addictions seem to replace that reward system in our brains used to regulate normal life. They get hijacked, redirecting your own ambition for success and happiness towards the focus of the addiction. These addictions and the negative effects they have are exactly the same for sexual activity and the consumption of adult material. The content offers an alternative to a fulfilling, healthy life and connections with other people, a great social group, deep meaningful relationships, connection with the society around you. Instead, adult content is a replacement that's far easier to get, but which alienates you from what's truly valuable in life. And companies like MindGeek, the owner of most of the major tube sites, have turned this addictive component into a multi-billion dollar money machine, using the same techniques and algorithms as sites like TikTok and YouTube. They've put the best minds, the most intelligent programmers, psychologists, billions in research and development, endless tests and trials, A/B testing to figure out the best way to hack into men's brains and exploit their inner systems, making a generation of wankers. This is one of the largest changes to society we've seen in the 21st century, and we're only now learning what the real consequences are. A shocking 87% of college-age men in America watch adult content, 50% weekly and 20% every single day. And these numbers are only going up. I mean, is it any surprise that nearly a third of young men are now going without intimate contact for years at a time? They're both having their willpower taken away while being offered an easy alternative at the same time. That ambition to do great things and accomplish something in your life is being squashed and redirected, all to line the pockets of some shady people at a shady company that nobody's even heard of. Coincidentally, MindGeek recently changed their name to ALO, a few months after a documentary was released on Netflix shining a light on their shady practices. And at the bottom of this pyramid are all the countless stars and performers that produce the content that fuels this money machine, making schoolgirls, normal people, broke people, anyone and everyone, to become their own stars and make their own OnlyFans, whilst addicting almost every single man to becoming more disconnected from society. Most of the people who make their way through the industry pipeline come out the other end with a few dollars and a bunch of regrets. Recruiters look for people with troubled backgrounds, who have enough of a negative self-image to consider the work in the first place. But the work never solves their problems, and generally makes them worse. Even the famous and popular performers can easily hit rock bottom once the work dries up, just like the subject of our next story, Jenny Lee. Like most of the people we've talked about today, Jenny came from humble beginnings. Born in the early 80s, she grew up in Clarksville, a small city in Tennessee, before beginning her career as a model, then as an adult film star. Her looks and her personality quickly caught on in the industry, getting her work in over 100 films to date. From 2003 to 2009, Jenny made a name for herself, rising up the ranks and becoming incredibly popular with fans. Even today, over a decade after she retired, her name is still on the list of top performers on tube sites. And yet, despite her work, Jenny got married at just 22 years old, although rather expectedly, by 2006, she was divorced from her husband. But the question is, where is she now? Well, it's not really a fairy tale ending. After trying to leave the industry in 2009, Jenny Lee moved to Vegas to work as a model, but we can gather that her career didn't actually plan out as expected. She was still allegedly appearing in films all the way until 2016, when she appeared to drop off the face of the earth. That was until 3 years later, when a Dutch film crew exploring the tunnels under Las Vegas inexplicably found her living there in a vast network of homeless people. The brief interview they conducted with her is shocking to watch, but by her own admission, she seems kind of okay with how things turned out.
But I'm happy. You know, I have everything I need here.
It's thought that between 1,000 and 1,500 people live in the tunnels under Sin City. Jenny describes their life as hard, but that the shared struggles breed a sense of community amongst the other lost people who made their lives underground. Now, of course, there's a bunch of dangers here, from flash floods and sewage to rats, addicts, and extreme temperatures, not to mention crime. However, since this interview, not much has been known about Jenny's life. She might still be down there, scratching out a living amongst other people who don't judge her for her looks or her background. It should be clear at this point what's going on in the industry. It takes people who are generally already unstable because of their childhoods and lures them in with fast money. They trade away their dignity and their privacy, and even if they're successful, the industry will just spit them out a few years later. This has been going on for decades, but the question still remains, why is it getting worse now? Websites like OnlyFans and other self-promotion tools claim they're giving the power to the performers and taking it away from a predatory industry, which is a crazy thing to say when these sites are just incentivizing normal regular people to start becoming online adult stars. And if their claims were actually working, we wouldn't be seeing the disturbing rise in the casual opportunities. Instead, OnlyFans is one small part of a group of problems that are hitting performers one after another. The site essentially helped carry on the work of the tube sites by creating a single global marketplace. While this might sound liberating, in fact, it only makes the competition far harder for actresses that would have had stable deals with production companies just a decade or two before. In the same way that dating apps have made it far harder for men to find someone by giving people so many different options, it's done the same thing to the adult film industry. Then there's all the problems that people working in the industry already faced, that have only gotten worse. There may not even be that many more substance abuse issues than there were 5 years ago, but the risks today are far greater. New synthetic drugs, which are both far more potent and far more deadly, have flooded the market, and are used to numb the pain and fill the dad-shaped hole left in these stars. And as their drugs get more and more tainted, they need higher doses to even live with their lifestyle choices. It's making the lives of these performers far more dangerous. The mental health crisis that the rest of the world is going through is just as bad as in the adult film industry, if not more so. Performers in the industry get PTSD at 70% of the rate of combat veterans, either from the trauma that brought them to the industry in the first place, or from trauma which happened on set, and even after being on set. At the end of the day, it's an industry of victims. It preys on the weak and broken to make its content, whilst trapping its audience in an addictive cycle. As long as video cameras still exist, the industry isn't going anywhere, but new technologies like AI threaten to change everything. On the one hand, replacing the jobs of performers with AI could ultimately lead to fewer broken lives, but it would also make things far worse for the audience. Giving people access to a way to visualize whatever their desires might be would only make people go further down the addiction rabbit hole. We're already seeing that happen with deepfakes today. With the crazy stuff of AOC and Trump together, you can only imagine what sick things will be made in the coming years. And the efforts of some states to ban the content entirely and stop people from accessing it won't work either. Even just banning adult entertainment sites, like the state of Texas did with Pornhub, isn't enough to stop the flood. In the same way that prohibition never worked for drugs or alcohol, or anything else, people always find a way to get access to it if the root problem is still there. If the discontent, loneliness, alienation is all pervasive within their society, people will always flock to this content to fill the gaping hole inside of them. In fact, it will completely shut down the kinds of regulation that could actually reduce the harm that the industry causes. The only way for people to really protect themselves is to isolate yourself from it entirely. Breaking that addictive cycle and not fueling an industry that entirely relies on exploitation is the only way to make sure it can't ruin your life.